Welcome to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Ian and Julie from Pick and Mix. Now, normally we're on a Tuesday afternoon, but today we are Saturday night at the Bella Vista Farm. And we are doing the Hills Winter Sleep Out. And today we've got Mickey Beer talking about it. Now, she's from the Hills Community Aid.
Yes.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Good, thank you.
And it's a lovely warm night tonight, isn't it?
It's a very chilly warm night.
We're all rugged up. We've got our sleeping bags. We've got our boxes to sleep on. So, Mickey, can you tell us a little bit about why we are here tonight?
Yep, we're here tonight to raise funds for the Hills Homeless Prevention Initiative, which is funds that we distribute to people who are at risk of becoming homeless in the Hills.
Tell us a little bit about what you see, Mickey, in terms of homelessness in the Hills.
Yeah, so I can tell you in this year we've seen 91 people who were at risk of becoming homeless or who were homeless and moving into accommodation. We've been able to support them this year through financial assistance to assist them with helping them to pay rent, to be able to move into new homes, and through advice and other supports.
So in terms of homelessness, we don't really see the homelessness that you might see in the city or in some of the other suburbs, but what is the homeless situation in the Hills area?
So a lot of the homeless in the Hills is people who are couch surfing, and by couch surfing means they might stay at a friend's house for a few nights, and then where they're welcome out there by sleeping on their couch, so they move to another friend. A lot of the homeless in the Hills sleep in their car, so they know where to sleep at night, where there's not going to be a lot of traffic or a lot of people, and are awakened up and out of there before people arrive the next morning. So the homeless in the Hills is a little bit invisible in that way, but we are definitely have people who are homeless or at risk of homeless in the Hills.
And I guess the purpose of this evening is to raise awareness of that form of homelessness. It may not be particularly visible, but it still exists.
Definitely. So tonight's a great night for us to raise awareness about the homeless in the Hills and also to raise funds to be able to support people who are at risk of becoming homeless.
Excellent.
Oh, I was just going to say, because it's amazing how many people that live in this area have no idea that they're so many people are homeless. You know, I think we see in Parramatta there's homeless people, we see Sydney there's homeless people, but in the Hills District we don't see anyone. And I think that's a huge thing to show people, that just because we don't see them doesn't mean to say they don't exist.
That's right. Yeah. And it is. So it is really important. And I think if anybody takes away a message from tonight, from sleeping out here tonight or listening on the radio, it is about there is homeless in the Hills.
Yeah.
And to be really aware of that and to have those conversations with people, so people do learn that there are homeless in our Hills, in the Hills
definitely.
Area.
Definitely. Yeah.
Good luck with the initiative, Mickey. I'm sure you've got lots of stories of how this has helped change people's lives, and more to come over the course of the next 12 months. And we look forward to doing it all again next year.
Yeah, we'll
thank you
here.
Very much. Thank you, and I hope you don't get too cold tonight.
Hopefully not. It's actually not too bad at the moment. So come down and join us at Bella Vista Farm. It's a hive of activity at the moment.
Yep.
And
they've got sausages and chicken. Chicken burgers?
Yes.
Yep. Couldn't remember. We ate them ages ago. We've got hand warmers. We've got lovely fires going, except they're gas, not real fires. We're not allowed those. What else have we got?
We've got Hills Daily Grind coffee van.
Beanies.
And if people want to be able to support the Hills Homeless Sleep Out, the Hills Winter Sleep Out, there's still plenty of time. You can go online and you can make a donation. I know that Pick and Mix have got a team. I know Alive 95 have a team, and the Hills Daily Grind's got a team, and there's plenty of other teams. So go online and support one of the teams that are here or one of the individuals that are sleeping out tonight.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Mickey. Good luck with the next 12 months with the initiative, and I'll just hand over to Gillian Schricker.
Good evening. Thank you very much, ladies, for that wonderful interview. And, Mickey, you're doing a beautiful job.
Thank you.
It's not easy, but, you do great. And people know you wherever you go now.